Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
New York Times headline, Joe Manchin's retirement adds fuel to 2024 rumors. Subhead, the West Virginia senator announced that he would not seek re-election. This has stoked, quote, chatter about a third-party run, end quote. I welcome Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. Pittsburgh, PA, watches West Virginia very closely. They're simpatico. And Selina has written discerningly of Senator Manchin over the years. Now Senator Manchin steps away in a state that is decidedly red. And the New York Times is talking about rumors. Selina, a very good evening to you. Mr. Manchin is not a rumor monger. He's a man who is very clear about his intentions. He is not returning to the Senate, according to the headlines here. Is this surprising to the people of West Virginia and Pennsylvania? Good evening to you.
Good evening. No, it's not. I mean, it has been apparent that Manchin was not going to seek re-election. And in fact, when I interviewed him in 2016, after he won the closest race he ever had for the Senate seat that he's held since Robert Byrd died, he had said back then that 2018 was his last run, but then sort of never mentioned it again. And I think there's a couple things, the reasons why Manchin didn't run, and I think it's important to address those first. When Manchin came to the Senate in 2010, almost every elected official in that state was a Democrat. Or maybe that was 2012. 10 years later, it's the complete opposite. And if Donald Trump is on the top of the ticket next year in one of the most Trumpy states in the country, he would have had a hard time winning his or holding on to his seat. So that's number one. I think it's important to understand how much that state has changed in a very short period of time. And then there's the other speculation that I think is incredibly valid, that he is going to mount some sort of run for president. And it's in his own words, in his announcement video that he put out yesterday about not running for Senate. You don't have to watch that more than once to say, oh, this isn't him not running for Senate. This is him running for president. And I think that makes everything really, really interesting for both parties if he does do it. And, I think that he would be able to pick off just enough voters from both parties to be able to have an impact, unlike the impact Ross Perot had 30 years ago when George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton fought it out in that election cycle, and H.W. Bush ultimately, the incumbent, lost.
We go immediately to Bucks County, Pennsylvania. This is in the eastern part of the state where I grew up. Bucks County can be very convenient to both Philadelphia and Manhattan on the railroad. At the same time, it's a beautiful rolling hills, upper Bucks County. Middle Bucks County and lower Bucks County are more attached to Philadelphia and come out of the blue-collar Democratic tradition of where I grew up in the 1950s. However, there's an important bellwether now in Bucks County, central Bucks County, which is that our school board has gone entirely Democratic. Now, this is a county that can be counted on to deliver for the Republican Party if the party's going to be successful in a presidential year in the Keystone State. Selina, you're very careful reporting on the school board. tells me that Bucks County is up for grabs. Is that how to conclude this?
Right. You know, Bucks County is always all over the place, swinging back and forth between Republican and Democrat candidates. And that is what happened on Tuesday when a majority Republican school board flipped to, once they're sworn in, to now a majority Democrat school board. And I think it's important to understand why this happened. And that was, there was what voters perceive as a large overreach when it came to issues that have do with roles in the school board. It doesn't matter what the issues were. It was the overreach. It was the act that upset these voters, and they voted against the Republican school board members. And I think that's an important distinction to remember. It's not that they voted as much for the Democrats. They were voting against the Republicans, very much the same way they did in 2010 when Patrick Murphy, the first Iraq War veteran to serve in Congress, very popular, very likable, but they voted against him for Mike Fitzpatrick, a Republican, because of the overreach on health care. And I think people need to think more locally when they want to understand what is bubbling up in the country.
Some time ago, you reported on the chairman of the Republican Party in Bucks County, no longer attached to Donald Trump as he had been in 2016 and 2020. Have conditions changed on the ground in Bucks County? This is a beautiful part of Pennsylvania, which is a beautiful state. And I grew up on summers in Bucks County. My memories are out of date, as Selena reminds me, but still, I think of it as a wonderful environment for everybody. And it doesn't strike me as alien to Donald Trump. Is it today?
Well, Lower Bucks, which is more blue collar, more ancestral Democrat, New Deal Democrat, is definitely part of the coalition that brought Trump into the office in 2016, combined with Upper Bucks, which is more traditional conservative. While Trump did not win Bucks County, he lost it by, as we say out here, lost it by a scooch. It had trended far away from the way that it voted for Obama in 2012. And it's Central Bucks, which is more suburban, more affluent, more progressive or very moderate Republican, that kept that from completely happening.
So we have right now one county, three parts, and a senator from West Virginia who may or may not be a third party, which would be a very attractive candidate to choose none of the above in Bucks County. We have a school board that's flipped to the Republican side because of tactical voting. And we have the big question mark of 2024, all in one keystone report from Selena Zito. And right now, Selena, Joe Manchin, yay or nay on a presidential run? What's your intuition?
I think that it will be a tactical decision, not an emotional decision. We will probably won't know for at least a month or so. Okay. But that, you know, American politics, we can know tomorrow. Nonetheless, it seems more as though he is going to mount a run, because if you look at polling, both Biden or Trump are both very unpopular among voters.
Selena Zito, I'm John Bennett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.